Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. As you might expect, I periodically get calls from young couples who are expecting their first baby, and they want to know how to prepare the dog for this event. Sometimes I know it's difficult for them to understand why they should take the time to fill out a questionnaire about all kinds of other dog behaviors that to them seem to have nothing to do with the baby at all. After all, her hormones, and most likely his too, have put them in a baby frame of mind. They see everything in terms of the baby and what will keep the baby safe. So when I ask them about how the dog is in the car, or how the dog greets them or visitors to their house, or how the dog is outside, or where the dog marks, or if the dog marks, this seems all so unnecessary. They don't have time for this. They're so busy. Most likely, at least here in the United States, they're both working. Maybe they have to think about moving someplace with more room, or converting a room in their current home to a nursery. Oh, and there are those pre-birthing classes, too, and showers. Oh, and finding daycare. In some areas, this can be a real hassle. It's harder to find decent daycare than it is to get your kid into a college. And it's easy to say there's no time to worry about how the dog acts in the car or when visitors come. They want everything to be focused on the baby. Give them a program where they can sit down with a baby doll and cuddle the baby doll while they're feeding the dog treats, and they'll find the time for that because they can see the direct relationship. But teaching the dog to come, everybody knows how hard that is. And what's that got to do with the baby anyhow? Doesn't matter whether the dog comes or not. The reality is that the majority of dogs don't see infants as threats at all. And after all, why should they? Babies spend most of their time lying on their back pooping and peeing. What more blatant message of subordination could you ask for? True, some dogs will start marking. Some dogs will become edgier. A lot of times, again, going back to that questionnaire, it was all there. But the dog didn't put quite so much energy into them back then because the dog didn't have the baby to protect. Then when the baby starts moving, that's when things really get complicated because two things have happened now. By two or three, not only is the baby more active, the dog is older. And if the dog was having trouble protecting his or her territory before the baby came, you can be doggone sure it's not going to be any easier for that dog as the child becomes more active. Another thing that happens is that parents who thought that they didn't have enough time to make the necessary changes before the baby was born have even less time now. And now, the problems are more serious. Whereas initially, the probability of the baby getting hurt was pretty low, the probability of the toddler getting hurt is higher. And this wouldn't happen because the dog didn't like the child. This would happen because the dog felt obligated to protect the child. And if the child interfered when the dog was trying to protect, some dogs wouldn't hesitate to shove, snap at, or otherwise get that child out of the way. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're pregnant, or you're a young couple and you're thinking about having kids, this is the time to find the time. Yes, you're busy. Yes, you're working. Yes, you come home and you're tired. But find the time for the dog now. Because if you wait, the cost is only going to get higher.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.